Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining me. Want to give some love to all of the folks on the text lines. Wes from Middleton, Tom from Jackson, Wayne from Montello. We're going to try to get you on the phones too. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I want to address two brief things about education before I move on to DEI and the age of Trump. One of the things that I hear a lot is public schools aren't working. Why should I pay for them? There has been a group of conservatives for a long time that want public education and all tax support of public free education to go away. Milton Friedman in 2006 said to the right-wing advocacy group ALEC that we need to, quote, abolish the public school system and eliminate all of the taxes that pay for it. That is what all of this is about. And if they can't do that right away, better to absolutely starve and dismantle all of the funding for public education, funnel it into your chosen, mostly white, nearly exclusively Christian, maybe a little Christian nationalist schools with no standards that are profit-making operations, and see how all that works out. Because here's the thing, CJ, and others that keep talking about, it's not working. I have yet to find a single study that shows systematically that choice and voucher schools accomplish and achieve better, consistent results than public schools do. And the ones where that has been sporadically, again, not consistently demonstrated, are schools that get to discriminate and pick their students. Listen, if I got to pick my own school and pick, like, well, I'll take all the A kids from the rich families with all the resources because they'll probably do real well. Yeah, I'd have a highly performing school. When you can pick your student body, that's kind of how it goes. The challenge is, if we believe in public education, if we believe our children have a right to access meaningful, rigorous public education for free, and our kids, maybe in certain neighborhoods, maybe in certain cities, are challenged with more trauma than other kids, are hungrier than other kids, are sicker than other kids, but every child deserves an education, we can argue about results all we want. Do you agree that there should be rigorous, valuable public education for every child in the United States? Because the direction that we're moving is not that way. And I am going to oppose any candidate that wants to be the superintendent of this state's public education system who can't tell me a single clear thing that she wants to do with our public education system, can't tell me if she supports Title I funding, can't tell me if she supports IDEA funding, or how, if the federal DOA goes away, we're going to provide IEPs to every kid who deserves that here in the state of Wisconsin. Nuh-uh, no thanks. It's too easy to just say, oh, it's not working. That's lazy, because I don't hear solutions. All I hear is people that like to hear themselves complain. CJ, I'm talking to you. All right, let's go back to the phones. Wayne from Montello. Welcome to the show, sir. Thanks for calling.
I'm glad to be on. So a quick comment about what CJ said. And I know some of your listeners might think this, because I used to kind of think this, that a lot of these people that think that way are dumb. Well, they're not. I think that they're cruel. Mm. And I think that they're psychopaths. Mm. They only care about what benefits them, and what benefits them is a Christian education. The reason why he wouldn't comment on the Muslim thing is because it doesn't suit his interests. Now, my point on that is there's really no difference fundamentally between the Bible and the Quran. They all want women to be subservient. which is kind of what they want to teach. So it's like a manipulation to what suits them, and what suits them is a white Christian education.
Yeah. Wayne, I worry that in and amongst the rationales, while some attack results provide no potential go-forward solutions, that all of that is fig leaf for racism and the idea that there are certain people we really don't want educated. And the saddest part about all of this is that public schools are more needed in rural areas than urban. You are less likely to be able to afford a private school education, even with a voucher, in a rural area than an urban one. And so ask yourself, if you can get past the instinct, the confirmation bias, to just agree with everybody who wants to attack public education, if you can get past the confirmation bias, what happens if it's your family that ultimately gets hurt? What if it's your kids? What if it's your kid with the expansive set of special needs when public schools no longer exist in your rural county in Wisconsin, and not a single private voucher or charter school will take your child with disabilities? Tell me what happens when it comes to your home. And I do want to share with everybody, I think, a bit of a poster child for Wisconsin education, both public and private. I went to a small Catholic grade school where I had amazing teachers. I went to a large urban international baccalaureate magnet high school in Milwaukee, got some of the best education a kid could receive in this state. Attended Marquette University for not one, but two degrees, and then attended the University of Wisconsin-Madison for law school. And all I can say is every child deserves every single one of the opportunities that I had. And it shouldn't depend on what stinking zip code you were born in as to whether or not you get the best our education systems have to offer. We're going to continue this great discussion and move on to DEI in the time of Trump when we come back. My name's Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Pam Yonke's up next with your farm update. Keep it locked. This great discussion continues next.